text for the sermon this morning is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Beloved congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not wrestle against human blood and flesh, but we wrestle against principalities, against spiritual powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. And therefore the Lord God commands us corporately as the people of God, as the church of Jesus Christ, as families, as a congregation, as a body of believers, as the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, you all put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. If we are diligent in doing good to the church of Jesus Christ, we shall soon have to defend sound doctrine and godly living from attack. If we serve our Master zealously and diligently, and the Lord God blesses our labors, the blessing of God will bring Satan's curse. The favor of God will necessarily incur the frown of wicked and evil men and of Satan himself. Not being conformed to this world, daring to be different, when to be different is to be right in the sight of God. Diligently building up the walls of Jerusalem or the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ will bring us under the devil's attack. And the first part of that whole armor of God laid out in this passage is the belt of truth. The second part is the breastplate of righteousness. The third part is shoes of the gospel of peace on our feet. This morning we come to the fourth part of the whole armor that God has provided for us. The Greek text in verse 16 begins with the words, "in all." Parts of the armor that follow are not more important than the first three parts. They are not above all in importance, but they are things that we must use at all times. They are things that we must use in addition to the first three parts of the armor of God. Those three parts we put on. The first three parts of the whole armor of God are things we put on our body. They do not move. The other parts we take up and we use as the need arises. Our first thought this morning is, what does the shield of faith protect us from? The shield of faith protects us. The shield protected a soldier from arrows that were carrying poison, or from fiery darts which could set a tent or a house on fire. Apostle Paul says here in our text that the shield of faith enables us to quench or to put out the fiery darts of the wicked one. Who throws fiery darts at us? Satan throws fiery darts at us through wicked people, through wicked devices, through wicked thoughts, through temptations, or any kind of evil or wicked thing. Satan especially throws his darts at the believer. He is not able to throw his darts at the Lord Jesus Christ any longer, because Jesus, the captain of our salvation and the captain of the army of God is glorified and is in heaven sitting at the right hand of the Father. Satan throws his fiery darts at us, at you and at me. And inside, we are flammable. Our hearts are prone to sin. Every root of every kind of sin lives within us. And if one fiery dart penetrates, we will be set on fire. There is no sin that we could not fall into if God does not protect us and if we are left to our own strength. Our hearts and lives can explode like highly flammable material when struck with a fiery dart. The Lord teaches us here in this passage, every day we must be watchful and guard against the fiery darts of Satan. With the strength of God, and with daily and even constant prayer, we must use the shield of faith. We must constantly strengthen our faith through diligently attending the worship of God and hearing and applying the preaching of the Word of God. We must put our faith into action. We must use that shield of faith to protect ourselves from Satan and from the world and from our own sinful corruption. That shield of faith has many, many uses. We each have many different concerns and problems and even constitutions. Some reason with their minds, and they need the shield of faith to take away the fiery darts of false humanistic reasoning. Others are emotional and can easily despair. They need the shield of faith to take away spiritual depression and despair and self-pity. Satan knows our constitution. Satan knows our weaknesses. Satan keenly observes every one of us. And he throws his fiery darts according to what will most likely cause us to stumble and fall. In our text, the Lord says we must always use the shield of faith to fend off all these fiery darts of the wicked one. The Apostle Paul particularly focuses on the world of our thoughts and desires and words. Satan throws so many fiery darts at us to get us thinking the wrong thing, to get us desiring the wrong thing. He tries to get us to think evil thoughts. And we have great need to shield ourselves against all kinds of evil thoughts and evil desires and evil words. By the shield of faith. Often as believers, the wicked thoughts and desires that rise up in our minds and hearts can be so depressing because we want to live for God. We want to serve Him with all of our heart. But these thoughts and these desires and even these words intrude themselves and get us down. They give us a bad attitude. They make us cross. They make us want to give up and crawl back into a hole. We say, why am I so weak that I cannot even fend off this wicked thought or that wicked desire or this sinful word or that rude attitude? You know that struggle. The struggle with sinful thoughts and desires and attitudes can be the biggest struggle. It is the struggle with indwelling sin. That is often the biggest struggle that we face. You pray to the Lord for grace and help and strength to overcome these sinful thoughts and desires and attitudes. And even when you pray, the thoughts and desires can enter into your prayer. What a struggle that can be. You cannot even concentrate. You're praying to the living God in heaven, and you're so ashamed because here comes a sinful thought or a lustful desire like a dart from the inferno of hell straight into your mind and your heart. And you say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me. How could I even think that thought or have that desire when I'm in the midst of praying to you?" Only faith can shield you and protect you from those fiery darts of the devil. How does faith do that? And that is our second thought. In the first place, faith protects us by recognizing sin for what it is. Faith recognizes sin for what it really is. And that is so important. Part of our problem with internal sin is that we do not always realize what sin looks like. We fall for sin so many times because we do not see sin in its real ugliness. Sin always wears a mask, like an actor. Sin pretends to be something it is not. One of Satan's fiery darts is to make grand promises and then not deliver the great things he promised. Faith looks behind the curtain of sense and sees sin for what it looks like before it is dressed up for the stage. Faith sees that sin is a brat that comes from hell and brings hell with it. Satan tries to camouflage sin so that it does not look ugly and hellish. Sin really is ugly. It is from the pit of hell. Just like an actor who appears on the stage very different from who he actually is, so sin disguises itself and makes it seem pleasing and desirable to us. Faith says, "You are Satan who comes to deceive me with false promises of sin. Get behind me, Satan." God has said sin is bitter as gall and wormwood, and you want me to believe I can gather the sweet fruits of true delight from this root of bitterness? That I can get grapes from these thorns? No. Get behind me, Satan. Faith focuses on the Word of God. Faith sees sin as it really is. When you believe and you live by faith in the Son of God, you see things as they really are. You see God as He is. You see sin as it is. You see salvation as it is. Faith sees things rightly in biblical focus. Faith is so important in fighting the battle against sin because it sees sin for what it really is, in all of its wickedness, in all of its defilement, in all of its ugliness and bitterness, in all of its poisonous fruit and result, in all of its disastrous consequences. Second, faith helps shield us from unnecessary guilt and depression. When those sinful thoughts enter into our minds and into our hearts, faith knows that the real question is, do I engage those thoughts? Do I welcome those desires into my heart and into my mind? Do I converse with them? Do I entertain them? Or do I shut the door immediately and resist them? Faith causes us to flee to Christ immediately when we are tempted with evil thoughts and sinful desires. By faith, Christ enables us to shut the door on every kind of sin. That is a wonderful thing. John Bunyan was plagued by this problem for a long time. Suddenly blasphemous thoughts entered into his mind even while he was praying to the Lord. He felt so guilty and depressed. He could not overcome those sinful thoughts and desires. And one day the Lord showed him that those thoughts were the fiery darts of Satan. They were not his thoughts, but rather the fiery darts of the wicked one that were getting behind the shield of faith and getting into his mind and into his heart. And even though he shut them out of his mind, immediately he felt guilty. The Lord showed Bunyan, if sin stands on your doorstep, and someone rings the doorbell, and you open the door, and there is sin, and you immediately shut the door, you have not sinned. It is only if you let sin in and entertain sinful thoughts and sinful desires that you have sinned. Satan shoots his fiery darts and tries to get you to think about something that is sinful or something that is displeasing and dishonoring to God. And the thought enters into your mind, but you turn away immediately. And you shut it out of your heart, you shut it out of your mind, as the Holy Spirit enables you to do by turning to Jesus Christ in true faith. Then you have not sinned. Faith helps preserve you from unnecessary guilt and depression. Third, faith helps us to extinguish the fiery darts of the devil by enabling us to flee to Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our Defender. Christ is the object of our faith. Christ is the shield itself. Faith itself is not the shield, but Jesus Christ Himself, the object of our faith, is the shield that protects us by the almighty power and working of the Holy Spirit. There are many texts in Scripture that teach us this truth. For example, Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Psalm 18, verse 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord God is a sun and shield. Faith holds up Jesus Christ between Satan and me. Christ defeats Satan. And he does that through the believer's faith in Jesus Christ and in the Word of the living God. The Apostle Paul calls it the shield of faith because faith alone takes hold of Christ as our shield, as our buckler. Faith by itself, if you could even detach it from Christ, has no strength of its own. Faith may never be detached from Christ. True faith is trusting in Christ. True faith is resting upon Christ. True faith is receiving the Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work of redemption on our behalf and resting in His promises to us. Jesus Christ alone quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And as we believe in Him, He extinguishes all of those fiery darts that Satan hurls at us. Fourth, faith in Jesus Christ extinguishes the fiery darts of the wicked one by relying on the attributes of God. Faith in God through Christ is a faith in God who is. It is a faith in God's truthfulness. It is a faith in God's faithfulness. It is a faith in God's justice, a faith in God's holiness, a faith in God's love, a faith in God's grace, a faith in God's mercy, and all of the many other attributes of our glorious and infinite God. As we trust in God, as we trust in Jesus Christ, as we trust in the Holy Spirit, as we trust in all of the attributes of God, the triune God gives us strength and gives us courage to resist all of the fiery darts of the wicked one and to press on and go forward and withstand the onslaughts of the enemy. When we forget God, when we trust in ourselves, when we rely on our own strength or our own courage or our own fortitude or our own wisdom, then we are injured and suffer great damage. When faith sees the triune God in all of His glory and all of His attributes, then God gives us peace of conscience. And God gives us strength to turn Satan away, to resist him so that he flees from us. When the believer sees God in all of his attributes and trusts in God through the Lord Jesus Christ, then all of these fiery darts are quenched by the shield of faith through the working of the Holy Spirit. The fiery dart of unbelief, the fiery dart of fear is deflected to the ground off the shield of faith, and I'm able to go on in the Lord's strength. Faith in Jesus Christ is a wonderful shield. Faith brings me to Jesus Christ in the first place. Faith keeps me in Christ, my Savior. Faith weds my soul to Him. Faith enables me to live out of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Fifth, faith gets its strength from the promises of God. Satan shoots a fiery dart at us. The shield of faith turns toward the fiery dart and relies on God's own promises to us. The fiery dart hits the shield and falls down to the ground without hurting us. That is Christ too. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. It is wonderful how faith can do this in Christ by the power of the Spirit of God. The devil comes to us and he says, you have sinned so much that one day God is going to desert you. He's going to leave you. That's a fiery dart. You hold up the shield of faith and you say, the Lord says in Hebrews 13 verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The dart falls to the ground and the fire goes out. Satan comes again and he says, one day you're going to fall like David did. Faith says, no, I'm persuaded that God, who has begun a good work in me, will complete it even until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan says, the slander of your enemies who are opposed to you will destroy you. Faith says, no, my God will make even the wrath of man to praise Him, and with remainder of wrath, God will gird Himself. Satan says, you are so weak. The believer says, my God is strong, and He is the Lord my strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. And Satan's dart falls to the ground. Satan says, look at you. Your sin is so great. There's no hope. There's no future for you. Look at all the sin that you think about. Look at all the sinful things that you say. Look at all the sins that you do. God will take revenge on you. Faith says, this is a faithful saying. and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I trust in Christ my Savior. And the dark falls to the ground. Sixth, faith gets its strength from the doctrines of God. Precious doctrines of our holy, undoubted Christian faith, once for all delivered to the saints. Faith uses all the precious doctrines which God has revealed to us in His Word by His Holy Spirit. Satan says, "You cannot even pray. What an embarrassment. And you think you are a child of God?" Faith takes refuge in the intercession of Jesus Christ, our great high priest, a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And faith says, "Oh Lord Jesus, you ever live to pray for me. And your Holy Spirit prays for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. Pray for me, Lord Jesus. And give me your Holy Spirit when I pray." Faith takes refuge in the doctrine of Jesus Christ's intercession for us and the doctrine of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Faith uses doctrines. There is not a single doctrine that faith does not use to minister to the believer and to defend the believer against the temptations and all of the fiery darts of Satan. Seventh, faith protects us by looking to our past experience in trusting in God who delivered us from all our enemies. Faith says, "Oh my soul, why are you cast down and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. I look back, Lord, and I see what you have done in my life in the past and what you have taught me and how you have preserved me and how you have strengthened me and caused me to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You've preserved me to this very moment of this very day. Satan, you are a liar." Faith uses the soul's experience with God in Christ to gain strength and to rebuff Satan with the mighty works which God has already done and which God will continue to do. Faith that delivers us from hell's temptations takes us to heaven's rewards. Faith quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one. Faith leads us to trust in Jesus Christ alone. What a blessed shield faith is. Why does faith in Jesus Christ work this way as a shield? First of all, God in His sovereign grace has chosen to use the means of faith in Christ, our Lord and our Savior. A hammer is the means that you use to drive a nail. A saw is the means that you use to cut a board. Faith is the means that God uses to protect His people, to shield them from Satan. It is all God's gift to us. No one deserves God's gift of faith. No one has the strength to use faith without God's grace and help. It is all God's grace to us. This is a great comfort. If faith were something I produced, then I could lose it. It would be a shakable, immovable foundation on which to prepare for eternity. It would be slippery ground. No, it is God's gift to me. It is irrevocable. God will sustain me by His grace, and I must use that shield. But I trust that God will give me the continued grace to use that shield effectively. Second, faith is effective because Jesus was tempted and endured sinlessly. Jesus Christ has merited the faith of His people through His own suffering. That is the foundation on which I rest. Christ Jesus has taken my place. There is no other foundation. My religion, my experiences, nothing I have, nothing I can do can be the foundation of my faith. Christ has already done it. Faith receives what Christ has already done. That is why faith can shield us from the fiery darts of the wicked one. Third, the object of faith is Christ revealed in the Scripture. If faith did not have Jesus Christ as its substance, faith would not be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil, and faith would not be able to answer the temptations of Satan. Faith would be as empty as everything else is. Faith gets its strength. Faith gets its ability. Faith gets its stability in and through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And fourth, finally, faith also gets strength from fellow believers. Jesus Christ is the captain of the army of God. He's the captain of our faith. He's the captain of our salvation. He died in battle to save us. It pleases Him to use fellow believers to strengthen one another. Fellow believers strengthen one another in faith. We are one in faith. And we see this every time we gather together as the Lord's people on the Lord's Day. We see this in the Lord's Supper. That unity of faith gives us strength. We need one another. We need fellow believers in the congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, united by one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one Lord's Supper. We need each other. That is one important purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, minister to one another. Strengthen one another. Encourage one another in the good fight of faith. That is why every believer needs to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and gather actively with fellow believers for the worship of God and to encourage and exhort one another and to fellowship with one another. God calls His people to use the shield of faith together as the army of Jesus Christ. There is corporate faith as well as individual faith. Sin in the church must be removed because it affects the corporate faith. It affects the whole army. It affects the strength of God's people. The shield of faith is not just to be used by me, myself. No, I am to connect my shield with the shield of my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. And together we must go forward as the army of God in the strength of the Lord our God to quench all the fiery darts of Satan, trusting in Jesus Christ. We're to counsel one another to look to Christ. We're to encourage one another to rest in Christ. We're to comfort one another with the promises of God. We are to remind one another of the great doctrines revealed to us in the Scriptures. It's not just my faith, it is the faith. The faith once for all delivered to the saints. The faith revealed to us in the Bible. It is the communion of the saints that flows out of faith in Jesus Christ. We need the Lord Jesus every moment. We need the Spirit of God every moment. We need our faithful Heavenly Father every moment. We need to rest in Christ, both individually and corporately, holding out that shield of faith by which we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your gift. of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith by which we come to believe, to rest in Christ for salvation, to have an interest in the things of God, to be able to see and understand and discern spiritual things. Thank you, Father, for that same faith. That is the means that you give us by which, believing the doctrines of your word, trusting in our Savior Jesus Christ, resting in his promises, we are able, through the working of your Holy Spirit, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, to withstand in the day of assault and attack, to stand against all the wiles of Satan, to resist temptations and sinful thoughts and evil desires and wicked words and cruel attitudes. Father, strengthen that faith and enable us to strengthen one another in trusting in Jesus Christ. And may our fellowship be sweet. May it be a comfort and a blessing to us. May we go from this place today rejuvenated, empowered, lifted up, fortified. May we go from this place, Father, encouraged. May we go, Father, in your strength, because we have met with you, because you have helped us, and you will go with us each moment of each day. You are our shield. You are our buckler. But also, Father, because we have been encouraged and strengthened by you through one another, and we have been sharpened, we have been stirred up, we have been motivated, and we have been helped. Father in heaven, we pray that you will give us that gift of faith more and more. And we pray also, Father, for those who do not use that shield of faith. Oh, be merciful to them. And give to them the shield. Give to them Jesus Christ, that they may trust in him and his sacrifice for sin, that they may be a soldier in your army, that they may be delivered from all temptation and sin and corruption and from everlasting death. So bless to us, we pray, your word this day, and may it bear rich and abundant fruit in our lives and the lives of many others, for you have many sheep that you will yet call into your fold, that there may be one flock and one shepherd. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.